Now, here's a question for you. Would you be happy to pay 1,000 times more than the regular cost of a product that's easily available, that's inexpensive and good quality? In Australia, that's what millions of us do every day with water. Bottled or filtered water has become the norm for about 40% of us. Extraordinary figure. And that's despite most parts of Australia having excellent drinking water that flows through natural catchments and filtration plants. One state water provider, Sydney Water, is trying to persuade a staggering 1.9 million people who currently prefer bottled or filtered water to trust the drinking water that comes from the tap. But as you'll hear, it's not quite as straightforward as you think. They've also involved some students from Western Sydney University to help develop their message. Kylie Yeend is Sydney Water's Manager of Education, Engagement and Partnerships. Hello, Kylie.
Hi, Geraldine.
So 4 out of 10 people in one city, Sydney, presumably there's similar for other cities, prefer bottled water in the main or filtered water. Why so?
Well, it's a little bit more broken down than that. It's in fact 40% are saying that they do something other than drink straight from the tap. So they do either filter their water before drinking, they drink bottled water only, or they boil their water before drinking, or they tell us they don't drink water at all, or they say they drink rainwater. So it's a little bit more broken down, but certainly...
But they don't trust the tap.
They still, certainly the majority of that choice, it errs towards filtered water and bottled water.
And what did they say? The tap water is unsafe or unclean or they're not used to it or what?
So certainly the one of the drivers is their perception of quality. And the perception of quality is not just simply, is the water great quality? Because we know in Sydney, in fact, many parts of Australia, most of Australia has fantastic quality water, drinking water. But that perception of quality is being influenced by so many things. And when you think about our everyday landscape these days, compared to, say, 20 years ago, there's some fairly hefty marketing going on to promote some other options. Bottled water and filtered water being probably the two most prominent.
Is taste a factor?
Taste is a factor for some things, but taste is a really personal matter and taste can change depending upon the temperature of the water, for instance. So chilled water, whether it's tap water or bottled water, tastes different anyway. So in fact, if you chill your tap water, it will be a more favourable taste.
I wonder if some people remember the problems within the water supply. Like, for instance, Sydney Water about 2 decades ago had problems with Cryptosporidium and Giardia that were detected in the supply and distribution systems. Are people saying that to you?
That's an interesting one. It still comes up amongst some. So those that have lived and been in Sydney for many years may recall that. But certainly amongst our younger generation and the students that we worked with in Western Sydney, that isn't on the radar. That was, like you said, almost 20 years ago. It was such a long time ago and there are so many things that have changed to improve the quality and the processes and the monitoring to ensure quality that it's almost irrelevant today compared to certainly what it was 20 years ago. And in fact, it wasn't, I certainly wasn't around, well, I was around at that time, but I wasn't with Sydney Water at that time. And what strikes me as we've tried to understand it ourselves is that there was so much misinformation and not a lot of understanding about what did actually go on. But what we do know is that no one got sick. There were no recorded instances of illnesses at that time, which is phenomenal for something that it apparently affected all of Sydney.
Is age or cultural background a factor in these changing patterns?
Well, it seems to be. What we're finding in our research is that those that are drinking bottled water skew towards young, but they also skew towards those from a non-English speaking background.
Really?
So when you think about it, there are many countries, and we're a really fortunate country to have drinking water safe straight from the tap, but there are many countries that do not have that. And when you come to Sydney or you come to Australia, just ask yourself, is there anything that tells you that our tap water is safe to drink straight from the tap? And I don't think there is. Certainly when I last went through Sydney Airport, what I recall, and maybe it's just because I notice these things, I recall a big sign above a bubbler that said filtered water, which to me reinforces that you actually have to filter the water.
That's quite true, I suppose. I hadn't thought of that.
But in fact, our tap water is already filtered.
And I noticed that just a little statistic, the ACT has the highest percentage of people who drink water from the tap. That's 86%. So, I mean, it'd be interesting to have a complete breakdown from different states, wouldn't it?
Would be interesting.
Because presumably they would be, a less diverse population than some of our bigger cities.
Perhaps. I mean, I guess in Sydney, those that say they filter their water before drinking and boil their water before they're drinking are still drinking tap water. Mm. So, in fact, the majority of people in Sydney absolutely still drink tap water, but some are doing things to it before they drink it.
At this point, I'd like to bring in a student from the Western Sydney University, Vinita Vishwanathan, who's studying design. Now, she and her fellow students were given a very interesting design project to shift public perceptions about drinking Sydney's tap water, and they had to keep diaries about their own water use. So what did you find, Vinita?
Personally, for myself, I found that I don't drink nearly as much water as I probably should. I tend to wait till I'm thirsty to seek it out. So I keep a bottle of water next to me while I work. And as a design student, I work a lot from a computer. Mm. So that's why I have a bottle next to me ready so I can drink it.
And is that tap water?
Usually it's tap water, but sometimes as a switcher myself, I tend to buy bottled water as well.
And in your family home, is tap water the favourite option?
It's actually filtered water that's a favourite option. That's another thing that I've noticed. In my family home, they choose to drink filtered water as opposed to tap water. And tap water is reserved for washing dishes and things like that.
So this filtered water, though, is it filtered tap water?
Sounds yes, yes. Idiot. Okay, it basically is. Mm.
Right. And yeah. During the project, did you come to appreciate, I suppose, the quality of Sydney water?
Yes, I did. I learnt that tap water is indeed filtered, as mentioned before. I wasn't aware of it. And then after this project, I came to realise that tap water is just the same as filtered water. It's not any better. Like, filtered water isn't any better. It's exactly the same product. It tastes the same. There's no difference health-wise. I mean, tap water comes sanitised already. There's fluoride added. And it's just as good for you as, like, companies advertising filtered water to you.
So the results of coming to terms with all of this provoked what in terms of, I gather there was an app, for instance, based on a user's location media.
Yes.
What did you feel was the best way to convey this new understanding of yours?
Well, I think based on my project that I did, I preferred to have more tap water stations around Sydney to provide the convenience. So people like myself who drink bottled water could easily access tap water.
Mm. I mean, Kylie, that's interesting, that convenience discussion. I noticed that other water authorities around Australia are trying to do the same thing. I think Yarra Water in Victoria has a campaign that tap is best. So do you know yet what works in shifting behaviour?
There's many things that have to happen. In fact, it's what we've learned both from our research and looking at what others have done and looking at our own results is that there's not just one thing that works. So one of the strategies has to be about making it accessible. You know, something I never realised is that when we're in drought, one of the things that happened is that so many of the bubblers were removed from the landscape because those bubblers, the moment that something was seen as dripping or leaking, it was gone. So we have a landscape today that has very little access to free public tap water as a result of something that happened many years ago. So we've got to bring water, public water, back into public places. We've certainly got to educate to our community that their tap water is absolutely safe straight from the tap, because we know from our research that many people don't know that.
And just develop that, why does that matter so much in a sort of overall sense? What's the problem?
From our point of view, there's a few layers to the problem. One is around trust. We have something which is a great public good. It is an amazing thing that we have, you know, public water for everyone that's great quality, and yet some aren't trusting it. Well, that's such a shame, because that trust in a public good means that they can choose a product which is, you've mentioned, 1,000 times less expensive, or for some it's over 2,000 times less expensive than some options. It has far less environmental impact. So when you consider the impact of plastic waste on our environment, and yet you've got this option here that has no packaging, that doesn't leave, you know, something that's going to take 1,000 years to break down in the environment, it almost is nonsensical that we turn to these other options.
And it's such an extraordinary example of a marvellous engineering project that
Absolutely.
Worked right through the 20th century. Look, finally, there are vested interests here, aren't there? Like a few years back, the small town of Bundanoon in New South Wales banned bottled water and put in free public bubblers, and the town's shops now sell refillable drink bottles. But the beverage industry really came down on them hard, and a US lobby group, the International Bottled Water Association, orchestrated an internet campaign on Facebook and Twitter and launched videos on YouTube mocking the residents. So, I mean, there are people who's there's money at stake too, isn't there?
I'm sure there is. I'm sure there is. You know, things that you may not realise when you go into certain, you know, sports stadiums. There are contracts in place that limit the amount of access to free tap water.
Is that right?
Because there are commercial interests to make sure that there's money, I guess, to be made to purchase other beverages. Now, that said, there's strong interest amongst some of those venues to actually look at providing good access to tap water easily, so people don't have to go and fill up their bottle from a bathroom tap, but fill it up easily from a refill station. But look, we're able to, and we have a role to play. Sydney Water, like any water utility across Australia, has a role to play to educate their community, not to demonise any other choice, but to simply allow for people to make an informed choice. And what we're learning, and our research is telling us, is that there's not an even playing field when it comes to choice. Because we haven't had a story for our tap water and we haven't done a lot of education perhaps in recent times, we need to, so people are actually able to weigh things up a little bit more equally in a landscape which is very heavily marketed and we don't do marketing.
It's a taken for granted gem. Well, Kylie Eend, good luck with the counter messaging. Thank you to you.
Thank you.
And thank you to you, Vanita, and I hope you continue to drink that tap water.
Thank you.
Kylie Yeend from Sydney Waters. She's the Manager of Education, Engagement and Partnerships there. And Vanita Vishwathathan is the second-year design student at Western Sydney University. She worked on this project H2O, a pitch to Sydney Water, as part of her course. Quite changed it quite clearly.